Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
We love our city.
Wrap your ears around this. What a podcast we got for you.
I know that name. Just remember that old wrap your laughing gear round a Paul's Billabong.
What?
That was right. That was the ice cream of Paul's, like Paul's milk.
Yeah.
Billabong.
Was it?
Wrap your laughing gear around a Paul's Billabong. Do you remember that?
No.
Am I making that up?
Or is it a Peter's or a Paul's? Because Peter's was an ice cream as well, wasn't it?
Peter's still is. It's owned by Nestle.
I've got to goggle this now. You guys talk, please.
Okay. Plenty on the show. We're going to be talking about Barnaby Joyce because he's doing it tough at the moment. So I'll bring the violins out for Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, he's only having home brand paddle pops, isn't he?
Yeah. And last night, it was the final of Australian Ninja. And I'm not happy because they promoted something all summer for the last 6 months that there's going to be a massive winner. And there wasn't. So my spray is to probably the biggest rating show last night, which was Australian Ninja.
I cried. Charlie Robbins, the redhead, he was awesome. He was a golfer.
Yeah, but it was a lie. They said there'd be a winner and there was no winner.
Hey, it was a rort.
Right, so you wouldn't feel like a winner if you won 100 grand?
No.
It was a rort.
Anyway, 1980, Paul's Billabong, ice cream ad, wrap your laughing gear around a Paul's Billabong. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
All right, also some bad singing featuring on the podcast today. Mm. Dicko threw out the challenge that Bridge and Spider have to perform at the almost the greatest gig on earth.
Mm. You know, you've heard it. Is it that bad?
I'm going to reserve judgment. You guys can
have a
listen to yourself.
You're a fence sitter.
Hello. This is what I do here.
You are. You don't.
I sit here and throw pot shots.
Hey, come on. You're not doing it. Why don't you do it with us?
Let's put a barbed wire fence up.
Yeah, fair call.
Here's the podcast. Now, yesterday, Dicko from Australian Idol dropped a bomb on us. He said, righto, Bridge and Spider, you guys have to sing at almost the greatest gig on earth.
Look, he's sadistic. We know that. We know that from his time on Australian Idol when he was a judge. He was a nasty pasty.
I think he's making it up because he said, suddenly, we have got a spare spot. So we can't. We know our limitations. So we sit there and go, you know what? I am not a great singer.
Correct.
But I'll put up my hand and admit that.
My name is Bridget Daly. I am also the worst singer. I do not do karaoke. I have no idea. But you know what? Yesterday we thought, let's just embrace it.
We'll try it.
Sometimes it's good to get out of your comfort zone and try something new, right?
Right. Okay. So this is a bit of what happened yesterday. We recorded Bridge and Spider doing a couple of duets just to see if it's as bad as they think it is.
Well, look, I think we did okay.
Well, 13, 27, 10, by all means, we're happy for feedback.
Yeah.
We are happy for feedback.
Constructive criticism.
First one was Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow from the movie.
Yep.
In the shallows,
it's not too bad.
In the shallows,
You could work with that.
See, that's okay.
Do we have a piano? We didn't even have a piano.
That was good. That was
all
okay.
All you need to do is sing. You don't have to do any instruments. You just got to stand there, get all dressed up and...
I like that.
Yeah, that was okay. I didn't mind that, actually, listening back.
To be fair, though, it's not the most challenging vocal performance, is it?
Well, come on, we did others.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville?
Yes.
This song?
So yeah, this is good, yeah.
I don't know much.
Yeah.
But I know I love you.
Spider's a bit out.
That's all right.
Let me be all I need to know.
Beautiful.
Where's the problem there?
Got a bit off piste there.
Got a bit off what?
Off what? Pissed. It's the skiing term where you go off the course.
Oh, P-I-S-T-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. No,
That was okay.
I like it.
All right.
What about this one?
No more dreaming about tomorrow. Yes, forget loneliness and sorrow.
I've got to say it's all because of you.
Yeah, timing was out, but I tell you what, I reckon that it was okay.
That was all right.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a first go.
I was reading the lyrics. I didn't even know the lyrics. So we're reading these at the same time.
Well, I think our production guy's worked his magic on that because I've also got...
What?
Just the vocal performance from both of you.
But hang on.
Without the music.
But we were hearing ourselves, weren't we?
No, this is what it sounds like.
Oh, what
it sounds like without the music.
Okay? No. Oh, don't. No more dreaming about tomorrow. Forget loneliness and sorrow.
I've got to say it's all because of you. And now we're back together. Like,
what about with a bit of coaching? A
little bit. Hang on. What else? Hey, Shallow was good. Was
you reckon?
Was it?
Do you want to go Shallow again?
Yeah. I don't know. What else? What have you, got?
In the shallow, shallow.
You stand by that?
You know what it's like? I get it. You know what? You know when you used to put the Sony Walkman on in your bedroom and you'd sing out loud with it and you think you're unreal?
Okay, well, I think there's evidence there that we need a proper singer. So we're actually looking for one. If you can sing, goldfm.com.au, or you can call through. We want a front man or woman for our
band. Why would you run us down?
I actually still don't think that's that bad.
Yeah, and I think you guys will be fine as backing singers. We need a proper performer.
Three words, positive outcome psychology. She's a great psychologist to get me ready for this. Janine?
In all seriousness, goldfm.com.au. If you're a singer, you want to get involved, be part of our act, or you can call through now. Almost the greatest gig on earth is happening. It's Australia's ultimate 80s live music spectacular at Hotter August 10.
And if you are the lead singer, at least you know you've got some pretty good backing vocalists. I reckon we can nail that easily.
I mean, we're not the best. We're not the worst, surely.
Definitely not the worst.
Okay. But we're going to go inside the mind of someone who knows what it's like to be under pressure at this time of year in sport.
How do we get out of that mind once we're in it? That's my problem.
Because at this time of year...
You don't want to be in this mind, trust me.
No.
If you're not winning, you're under pressure. So if only there was someone here on the team that had been in that situation we could talk to. That's after 6:30.
Right now, though, please, let's look at the violin files. Let's all get out our tiny little violins for Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby.
Rob McLeod, you've got some stats because Barnaby is, as we know, doing it very, very tough at the moment.
Yeah.
Apparently Barnaby Joyce earns pretty much $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Barnaby is struggling to pay the bills.
Well, he's got two wives and six kids. I reckon it'd be a photo finish with my three wives and four kids.
you can relate to this.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. The joys of parental responsibility and child support.
And wrapping it before you.
Yeah. And what is the stats at the moment with, I think, Newstart is average about 14,000. The average wage is down a bit at the moment too, Rod?
Yeah, that's correct. $225 for Newstart. They're asking for a $75 increase. And at the moment, we've got less cash to spend than we did nearly 10 years ago.
Yeah, apparently $500 less.
In real term, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So Barnaby's doing it tough. $211,000 with a company car and all the perks that we know that comes being...
Free lunches.
Mm. But there is a whisper happening at the moment that he is using the Commonwealth car now as rideshare.
Oh, good.
Just getting a little bit of extra cash on the way to and from Parliament House.
Picked up in the Statesman.
Yeah, pick him up. And he was seen yesterday at lunch with Vicky, and you knew he was doing it tough.
Yes.
She was on the Passion Pop, and he was drinking Foster's.
Yeah, it is pretty heavy at the moment. I know he's doing it tough because at the moment with Barnaby and World Vision Australia, I'm sponsoring one of his children, Odette. I've got a photo of her on my fridge and I pay her monthly and she sends me little drawings and pictures.
Little Odette Joyce, eh?
Yeah, she's really cute.
They caught him yesterday actually walking out of the cash converters in Tamworth trying to sell one of his Lee Kernaghan signed Akubras.
And unconfirmed reports that he's been... trolling major supermarkets for the fruit and veggie bags to line the garbage bins.
And he's stealing people's bushies.
You know that satirical Batuta advocate, you guys say that?
Yeah.
They're on fire yesterday.
Yeah.
Headline, Barnaby caught purchasing 2 kilo of rump steak as brown onions at the self-serve checkout. Barnaby forced to wear his older cousin's oversized hand-me-down. He has to fill up the Commonwealth car with E10.
He's doing a tough, Barnaby. We do feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
And also Vicky and your previous partner and all your children.
Let's not forget, remember he was found to be a dual citizen in New Zealand.
Oh, that's right, of course.
He's probably got more over there that no one's thought of.
Yeah, he'd be still getting a pension over there, wouldn't
there
he?
Yeah.
So Kiwis, they don't miss us, do they? And we've got to take our hat off. Congratulations to Charlie Robbins, the scratch golfer. He was dressed in his golf attire last night. He got the furthest and the quickest on Australian Ninja. So he pretty much kind of, he semi-won it.
Well, it was pretty exciting, wasn't it?
Dreams, did you ever think that you would be the champion?
Not in my wildest dreams. This is unbelievable.
You have a brand new title, and that is the champion of Australian Ninja Warrior this year. But not only that, you're $100,000 richer.
$100,000 bucks?
Yeah.
Nah, it was rigged last night. Absolutely rigged.
What do you mean?
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Hey, don't you touch my Ginger Ninja. I was crying last night. I was so happy for him. He's just a golfer. He's best mate with his granddad, Taffy. It was so cool.
Yeah, well done. Well done. I'd take my hat off to him too. But no, listen to the promo before this. I've been listening to this promo about Australian Ninja for 6 months. I've been watching this and dedicated to this show for 3 years. Even though I'm watching the same ninjas do the same course over the same period of time. This is what the promo said all summer.
This year, there will be a winner.
Wow! Melbourne, what do you make of that?
Australian Ninja Warrior.
No one won.
Oh, well, he won 100 grand. You wouldn't think you're a winner if you won 100 grand?
He did not win. No one wins. I'm over TV shows selling us misleading messages. The Australian Ninja did exactly that. This year, there will be a winner. Mm. Now, have a think about it. Nobody conquered Mount Mudurayama. No one got to the top of it. Mudurayama, whatever
that's
it is.
That's a waste of scaffolding. That's what
exactly
it was.
Exactly right. Well, kept a couple of people in a job for a few months. But that's about it.
Couple of Kiwis.
There will be a winner. 300K. That's what they've been telling us. Mm. And nobody conquered it other than Charlie didn't even get close. So for me, somebody who's brought into the show for the last 3 years, they've been selling this promotion for so many months, it was a massive letdown.
Oh, come
this
on.
Year, no, it has been. It's like, you know, what do they think we're on? That Legandrol. I don't know. What is it called? Legandrol?
Legandrol. The swimmers are taking it.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. Like, don't sell us jargon anymore. All these television stations, why don't they just tell us the truth? Why do they lead us down a garden path, stop pulling the wool over our eyes and telling us that something's going to happen when it doesn't? Mm. Have a listen again. It's so annoying.
This year, there will be a winner.
No, exactly right.
No winner.
There was no winner at all. Mm. And the only winner there is Channel 9. Not all the viewers. No viewers, absolutely. We were waiting last night, and not only did they have one day of grand finals, for some reason the grand final went on for over two nights, and then at the end, nobody conquered what has never been conquered before, and they're telling us it was going to be conquered. So from now on, when they start releasing all these reality television shows that they reckon are going to be a winner, I'm just going to have no faith in them. I'm not going to believe them. The Block, there's no real winner. The Voice.
Oh, The Block. Yes, there is.
The Voice, there has never been a winner been on The Voice. Lego Masters, the people on Lego Masters, they're not winners. The Love Island, they're talented, less talented non-winners. They're not winners.
Yeah.
And then they're feeding us Married at First Sight. My case is closed. Channel 9 is the only winner. That's it.
You're right.
You've been sprayed by Spider.